the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Who is Lord? Who is the King? Who is the one who speaks and his subjects listen and obey? It is Christ the Messiah. He has come. And the whole New Testament is written to prove that and to rejoice in the fact that all of the Old Testament longing for and the preparation for the coming of the King of Kings and Lord of Lords happened when Christ Jesus was born, and then when he taught, he suffered and died and rose again and rose and then ascended at the right hand of the Father. He was inaugurated as the King of the universe. Jesus is Lord, and he's King. What does that mean for us? In the epistle read by reader John this morning, we were told that we live in the last days. We live at the end of times, and we are told to be sober, that we are different from the people of the world. We don't get drunk. We don't go around carousing. We are very sober people. We are people who know that we are subjects of the King. And if in the old days people were in fear of the King, in terms of no one would ever dare say, "Ah, you say what you say, but I'll do what I want to do." Could you imagine the days when there were kings and people would say that to the King? They wouldn't live very long. We are subjects of the King, the King of Kings, the one before whom no man says, "What doest thou?" We are the ones who are subject to the King of the universe, our Creator and Redeemer. So it's good that we're here this morning, not that we're gaining points, but as subjects of the King, every day we wake up, we acknowledge the fact that we belong to Him. Not only has He created us, but He has purchased us with His precious blood. And therefore, we're different. We need to teach our children this, and our grandchildren, that we're different. That we know God as our Savior in Jesus Christ, and that we know that we will stand before Him someday as the judge of all the world, and that we do not take lightly His words, what He taught, and what He calls us to do in our obedience. So, we're here this morning to worship Him, and to praise Him, to thank Him for His goodness and His grace. Because He is not the kind of King just before whom people shudder. But He's the King who is love personified. So, when He calls us to obedience, it isn't just so that we will, in fear, cower before Him. Oh. But He calls us to obedience, and when He commands us to live a certain life, a certain way of life, it's because He loves us. He loves us, and it's for our own good and for the good of the world. So dedicate yourselves anew today. Remind yourselves, in the words of the Apostle Peter, that we live in the last days and that we are to be sober. We certainly are filled with joy that He has given us the gift of life and eternal life. And may we be different from the world and dedicate ourselves to a life of obedience and faith and love. As Jesus said, there are two commandments that we love God with all our heart, with all our soul, with all our might, with all our strength, with all our understanding. And that makes us different. Because our first love is God. And our second love, a love that flows out of that love, is a love for other people. But we will be sober in that love, calling all to repentance and faith in Christ. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.